these checks and balances, they have been put there to ensure that we respect the rights of members of the public. At the same time, where ethics in policing is concerned, our profession has to be guided by ethics and by morals. And where the ethics is concerned, that is the actions of police officers, I should say, where our own profession is concerned. Because when we deal with morals, we're dealing with how people operate in a personal capacity. But ethics, we're dealing with how we operate on the workplace. And we have to be able to do so as professional as possible, so that there won't be any form of wrongdoing, there won't be any form of abuse of power, because at the end of the day, we have to give accountability to members of the public who we serve. As police officers, we're facing with the development of what we consider to be transnational organized crime, where there is drug trafficking that is taking place between the borders. There is the transshipment of illicit guns. And especially where St. Vincent and the Grenadines is concerned, our borders is a challenging area to police. But we have been doing the best within our resources to really keep a check with where border security is concerned, and is providing what is considered to be the best that we can do within our capacity.